All right, joining us on the hotline right now, she covers Major League Baseball for SB Nation. She is Whitney McIntosh. Hey, Whitney, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, appreciate you taking a little bit of time with us today. Lots of stuff breaking down here in Major League Baseball this afternoon. It's like all of a sudden, you know, the 5 o'clock dump here. But the big news is the Astros pulling a deal for Roberto Osuna of the Jays, a guy who is currently serving a 75-game suspension for domestic abuse, not eligible until August 4th. You know, the Jays apparently had made the decision he wasn't pitching for them again. So they trade him to the Astros, who give up Ken Giles, who's completely fallen apart. They give up David Polino, and they also give up Hector Perez. Your thoughts on the Astros maybe saying the hell with decency and morality, just get the arm?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you said, the Blue Jays made an internal decision that's been reported that he was not going to pitch for them again, that they were just going to make a trade. They've had him on the restricted list since May. That's why his suspension was retroactive to that point, and why he will be eligible in August. However, they clearly still traded him, and they got something out of having him on their team and still in his organization rather than just releasing him, which is still questionable. When it comes to the Astros, you know, Jeff Lunau has now said, you know, we have a zero tolerance policy. He seemed remorseful, so on and so forth, which is one of the most disingenuous statements I've seen, because they went out and actively traded for a domestic abuser and then came out and said, but we have a zero tolerance policy, which is not the case. That's the opposite of the definition of a zero tolerance policy. And back when an Astros prospect over the offseason was, there was video of him beating his girlfriend, assaulting his girlfriend at the time, both Justin Verlander and Lance McCullers came out very, very strongly against that prospect and kind of, you know, told him to, I hope you never play baseball again, things like that, and we're very strong on it. So I'm wondering what those players are thinking of their front office making this decision. You know, there's other relievers on the market. You can take a stand in this and say we're not going to trade for him, but clearly the Astros are more interested in winning games than, moving forward confidently with their fans and having a trusting relationship there.
Yeah, Whitney, I'm with you on this because it's a very disturbing move to me. All right, if it's a zero-tolerance policy, then he never would have been on the team to begin with.
Right.
You know, zero-tolerance, but this, but that, and he's sorry, and he's going to do what we say. That's not zero-tolerance. And it just, I really am, I'm disappointed in the decision. I'm angry with the decision. You know, my daughter's a baseball fan. She's 11 years old. I'm going to go explain this to her, and she's not going to understand. And this is going to make her like baseball less. And I don't want her to like baseball less. Not that they care, but I don't want my daughter to like baseball less because the local team does something stupid. You know, there's other relievers available. You know, Raisel Iglesias is a guy who's been on the market. I know he probably costs more, but you don't have the baggage.
Right, and I think there's some other comments in that statement, that they've done their due diligence, that Osuna is remorseful, that they'd like to help him and his family have a fresh start in Houston, which, again, you know, there's legal proceedings ongoing. He's still awaiting trial. The date has been pushed back multiple times. It is now scheduled for Wednesday, 3 days before his suspension is up. It very well could be pushed again. This could be happening during the postseason. They have no idea. And so you can't say things like fresh start if the trial hasn't even happened yet. You know, it's just antithetical to what's happening in real life. And again, I understand that because legal proceedings are ongoing, they may not be able to show us that due diligence. He might not be able to get into why he is remorseful or the counseling he has undergone through the league. But again, if that's the case, then you can't say those things. You got to be honest and say, we're working with him, you know, throughout this trial. We understand, you know, show some, if not embarrassment, show some self-awareness to the trade you just made, instead of kind of putting out the same statement no matter what the situation is.
Whitney McIntosh covers Major League Baseball for SB Nation with us on the hotline. Whitney, there have been reports that the Nationals and the Marlins have recently talked regarding Marlins catcher JT Realmuto And there were also reports that the Indians may have discussed with the Nationals a trade for Bryce Harper. The Nationals are six out, but they're behind two very young teams that have stumbled a little bit lately in the Phillies and the Braves. Are the Nats going to buy or are the Nats going to sell?
Yeah, they definitely needed to win more games than they have recently to be, you know, for sure buyers. It may be a case that they kind of end up in the middle ground and the prices are too high for them to buy and they're not getting enough prospects back or players back for them to sell, you know, Bryce and a couple of their other rental players. So it'll be interesting to watch. I think they're still contenders. You know, they're six back in the division and in the wild card race. But it's interesting. I think they really didn't expect the division to blow up around them like it has this year. They expect it to be better. They've dealt with some injuries. But they're based on those talks that we've seen between the Indians and the Nationals, it seems like nothing of that caliber is going to happen before tomorrow's deadline. Seems like they're just kicking tires. It would be very shocking if a trade of that magnitude pulled together in less than 24 hours and both sides were happy. But again, you never know. That's what makes a trade deadline fun. But I think they're kind of just seeing what makes sense, and maybe they'll make some small moves and hope that their injury issues, you know, get better.
Now, interesting move here. The Yankees trade reliever Adam Warren to the Mariners in exchange for international bonus pool money. Now, Warren's pitched pretty well, although he doesn't have a prime role in the Yankees' pen. He's pitched very well. His strikeout ratio has been terrific. Did the Mariners pretty much just get a guy from the Yankees on the cheap before the deadline?
I think what's happening with the Yankees organization, and as we've seen in multiple trades right now, is that they have a huge backlog of prospects and pitchers, and a lot of those players were going to have to be Rule 5 protected, or they're coming up on the end of their contracts, or that they just aren't getting playing time in the league. So, I've been viewing it as instead of the Yankees not getting the return back that they should, it's closer to, they got to get rid of these guys one way or another. They're not going to get the return, but they are people who have been performing well, and you know it can help other teams, and it'll actually help them in the long run to at least get some assets for them before that Rule 5 draft comes around, or before they try to trade them in the off season when they maybe have a rough few months or a postseason appearance or something like that. So they're kind of between a rock and a hard place, but I think they're getting around it quite well.
Joining us on the hotline right now, Whitney McIntosh, covers Major League Baseball for SB Nation. And a lot of moves going on right now, although I am impressed that somebody in the Mets organization got their head out of their posterior and they're not going to trade Jacob deGrom or Noah Syndergaard. That's very nice of them. The Tampa Bay Rays reportedly have asked for final offers on Chris Archer. I feel like every year for the last 3 years, we get to deadline day and it's like, okay, are they going to trade Chris Archer? Are they going to trade Chris Archer? Is this the year they're finally going to trade Chris Archer?
I think this might be an off-season trade. I think the Rays are really thinking ahead, seeing what the return might be and kind of going about it that way. From what we've seen, they're not getting the price they want back at this point. They've told a couple of teams no, and there are a lot of teams in on Archer and very interested. So the fact that that they haven't traded him means that their price is high. He's under team control for multiple years. He would be a huge asset for a team. He's a solid pitcher, could be easily, a third, fourth rotation guy for many contenders this year and next, again, for relatively cheap and for multiple more years. So I think the Rays are being smart, not jumping on an offer here because they know they have a time to kind of see how their rebuild goes, or if his agent and Chris Archer really want it to be traded. I think that may be an example of a last minute trade. Tomorrow, kind of, somebody puts all their cards on the table and they really push it. The Red Sox haven't got any relief help, but they already traded for Eovaldi from the Rays. So that could be something tomorrow where the Red Sox finally go, okay, we got to up our offer because we need to, counteract some of these other American League relief trades. reliever trades. So I think we'll see. I think the Rays are actually being very, very smart with this trade, which is not something you can always say about the Rays. But Chris Archer and his agent have also made it clear that they don't want to be, you know, there for a rebuild. They want to be, if it's going to be a quick rebuild, they'll stay, but it's not, you know, doesn't look so. So it's, I think it's an interesting one, but we'll see which team comes out on top with, you know, the six or seven teams that are interested.
Whitney, there's been reports that the Rangers may have discussed the idea of trading Adrian Beltre to the Braves, and that, you know, Beltre, who has a full no trade, maybe he'd be interested in the Red Sox or the Astros or the Indians. No word on whether he'd be interested in the Braves, but do you think the Rangers, considering how Beltre is this, you know, revered player in the clubhouse, do you think that they'll trade Adrian Beltre here at the deadline?
Yeah, so I have a post that went up a couple hours ago about this. I think it's realistic to believe that Beltre will get traded. It might be his last year in the league. He wants a World Series. He deserves one. And he would be an asset to a lot of teams. So what I don't think is that he'll be traded to the Braves. It's a trickier situation there. You know, they have Yoan Camargo at third base, so Beltre wouldn't be playing full-time. And he has a full no-trade clause, so he could also, you know, say no to many teams. There were reports that the Indians, the Red Sox, the Cubs, or the Astros were also interested. And there's a couple teams in there, specifically the Red Sox and Indians, who are more realistic. You know, Rafael Devers just went down with an injury for the Red Sox. So they need somebody at third for a little while, and they're familiar with Beltre. He had one of his best career seasons there, and he would be a veteran presence. So I think, again, it's more probable that he gets traded, period, and gets a chance to, you know, play out the string on a contender where he has a chance to win, rather than the Braves, where he might be, you know, behind a few people. They don't need his bat as much as some other teams, and they would really be trying to convince him to come there only for his leadership, which shouldn't be discounted, but I think is a major thing of, since he can veto any trade, what he wants as well.
She's Whitney McIntosh, covers MLB for SB Nation. Follow her on Twitter, A, because she's a great follow for baseball, and B, because she's from my hometown. She's out there in Brooklyn. So make sure you're following my girl, Whitney McIntosh, at Whitney M-O-2, at Whitney M-O-2. Appreciate you taking some time with us tonight, Whitney. Great info. We'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Pat.
All right. Whitney McIntosh, SB Nation, covering Major League Baseball.